Okay, recording is running.
And we are on lecture 4 of our School of the Master in Christie's Paradise in Leicester, close to London. And the title of the fourth lecture is Daily Living My Divinity. Daily Living My Divinity. Daily Living My Divinity. All right. How do we start our days? Let's start like that. We get up in the morning, hey? What do we do first thing in the morning when we get up? I can only talk about, of course, what my ritual is, my morning ritual. So I get up in the morning and I greet the day. The first thing I do, I greet the day. I surround the day with my pure white light of unconditional love. And I see myself having a happy, wonderful day, a fulfilled, content day. And I personally like to go for a morning meditation walk. And on my walk, what I do, I sing to myself. Or yeah, singing, I think it's the easiest for, it just flows so easily. And sing affirmations that reflect the truth about what I believe. And I keep the affirmations as simple as possible. So it always goes back to, I like me, I'm divine order, I am peace. And I think whatever is most present in the thoughts, for me that works. For me that's a beautiful start of the day. And then usually I just tell you how I do it. I do it here in England. I've been already for a wonderful walk this morning. And then usually when coming back from the walk is breakfast time. So that's a beautiful opportunity to sit together with lovely people and share. So that's a peaceful activity for me, to share a meal. And then it depends what is next. So if your schedule is going to work, or if your schedule is being in a seminar, as we do right now, or if your schedule is being a mother and having children at home. But I think what it does is getting up like that and putting clear courses into motion for the day sets the day in the direction how I enjoy experiencing it, how I enjoy living the day. And what I have just experienced also while staying on campus is whenever I start to think about things a lot, you know, when things come up again and again, it really is very beneficial to just make it a habit that to instantly jump into I like me, all is in divine order. And then the thoughts coming after these affirmations, after these statements, just they can only be beautiful. And they can only, your day can only turn out divine order, because that's the setting you give to your day. Daily Living My Divinity. Christy, what would you say to Daily Living My Divinity? What is your... Like if you have a day, now it's a bit different than normally. Let's say you have your day in front of you. You get very up very early, that I know so far. So you get prepared to go to work and you actually have quite a lot of hours in front of you before you come home again. What do you do to create your day in a way that it's a joy to you? What do you do when you get up in the morning?
First of all, I live my daily divinity, I live from within to the outer.
Yeah.
So when I get up in the morning,
yeah,
I greet my divine self.
Okay, speak.
I greet my divine self.
Yeah.
With affirmation.
Yeah.
I'm God, God I am. Mm-hmm. And equally, I use the opportunity to get into the bath, have a good one-to-one with my divine self.
Oh, nice.
And my daily affirmation.
Yeah.
Writing all the things, my interaction comes from within, mm-hmm. to the outer, my blessings.
So you write your blessings in the morning?
Yeah,
in the while morning, you're in the bathtub?
When I'm in the bath.
Oh, lovely.
Myself.
Yeah.
That's how I start my day.
That's your own time.
I surround my day. That is my time oneness with my divine self.
Yeah.
That's no distraction, because that's the time I give to my inner
yeah.
self that will take me through the whole day.
So you do that every morning?
Every morning.
Wow, lovely. How lovely.
So that takes me, and then when I go to work, because you are in activity, so that takes me knowing that my divine is in control.
Yeah.
And first of all, you're stretching myself at the same time on the bath. So I've really prepared myself from within to the outer.
Nice.
For the day activity.
What a beautiful way to do it. Cool. And what do you do? I know during the day you're very active and very busy. So are there times where you like remind yourself?
And as I'm driving to
yeah.
work,
yeah.
that's another time of my walking my spiritual path.
Yeah.
In my paradise car.
Yeah.
Because that is the vehicle. I'm the actual vehicle, the divine within me instrumented my vehicle, already surrounded by pure white light of
yeah.
love. So I move along, and at the same time doing my meditation, getting me back
yeah.
to work. So that keeps my day there. In the middle of some situation, take a deep breath,
yeah.
go within, and even little instant, let the divine always be in control. At some point, because I cover two areas, from one side to the other side of this the building,
yeah.
that's equally a time of meditation, reflection.
Oh, cool.
Letting divine within me. Have I acted well? Is that how, especially when there's challenges, is that how the divine within me takes control of things?
Yeah.
So sometimes things are beyond you, you let go and let divine.
How beautiful.
Take control.
So what do you do when you come home in the evening?
When I come home
after work,
when I come home in the evening, because of the too much activities, when I'm doing my my coursework,
yeah.
First thing when I come home, I have a little nap to get away.
Yeah.
All the activities going on. A
yeah.
little bit of nap. Then I listen sometimes while I'm eating, a little bit of program. In the telly, that would equally help me take away any situations.
Yeah.
Diversional therapy, and then I settle. While I'm doing work, I'm equally listening to the talks.
Yeah.
And so that it balances. And that talk keeps me going.
Yeah. How cool is that? You have long days, hey? But you're very active and alive in it. It's rather beautiful, isn't it? That's cute. How about you, Sibyl?
Wow.
How do you schedule?
Wow.
How do you schedule for daily living my divinity? How do you handle that?
Well, I live my divinity moment by moment.
Yeah.
So waking up is not different, because while I'm sleeping,
yeah,
all I know is I'm saying, I like me, I like me, I like me.
Yeah.
I am God, God I am, I am God. So when I wake up in the middle of the night,
yeah.
in the middle of my sleep, I know I'm saying it.
Yeah, it's already there,
it's
isn't
already
it?
There.
Happy chill,
so
almost.
I now just wake up to say, wow, good morning, love.
Yeah.
I am wonderful. Today is a beautiful day for me and for everyone in my world.
Nice.
Now I begin to name them one by one, extending my pure white light of love and unconditional love
yeah.
to all. I mention everybody in my family, those in uni, those. Then I bring my country, because I have to know that my country is my world and it
yeah.
is me. So I have to bless it, and then I get up, open the gates, so that there can be movement
yeah.
in the compound. Then I take my walk round my field.
Oh, you do?
Many
lovely.
Times, many
yeah.
times, saying my affirmations. If any affirmation that comes,
yeah.
I say it going round and round as many times until maybe I cover about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Going round the compound and making my affirmations. When I finish, I come into the house and do my exercise.
Wow.
Yes, I do a little exercise to keep fit because
yeah.
it's important too.
Yes.
Then when I finish that, then...
You're ready for a beautiful day.
A beautiful day.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Take my bath, still there, reminding myself who I am,
yeah.
how wonderful I am, what a beautiful world I have, what beautiful people I have around me. Then, and that is all I do throughout the day. While cooking, while doing everything, is I like me, I like me, I like
yeah.
me. I am divine order, I am peace. I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. I like me, I am the pure white light of love. I am divine order.
Beautiful.
And sometimes I say, I'm the pure white light of love. So the light in me is my only light.
Yeah.
And this light goes forth to reveal my true self within me, within all, and I keep seeing it and keep knowing it. And my day is wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderfully spent, wonderfully lived, and with everybody coming into my world being wonderful. Because that is the only thing I know.
It's true. How wonderful that is.
Yes.
It's beautiful, beautiful. Oh, we're going to, okay, okay. How do you daily live your divinity? And I purposefully made it like that, just describing the day, because that's what
yeah.
you do, moment
yeah.
by moment. Yeah. How do you do it, okay?
My day is very organized.
Yes.
From the time I wake up.
Yeah.
And before I leave the bed, I could use my affirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm God, I am, I am God. I don't do it for 1 hour.
Yeah.
But before I stand up from the bed,
okay.
I do that. Then I hold my meditation. I go to the table.
Yeah.
And I read my daily word. And with the affirmation there. And there's usually a Bible passage.
Yeah.
And I read the Bible passage.
All right.
Then I do my meditation in the form of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And in the prayer, I bring myself and my surroundings and my family and all around.
Yeah.
I see the good in everybody and in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I finish that, I finish my meditation and my prayers for everybody. It's then that I go out into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't leave the house till I've done that, and I go and have a bath. Then I wake up late, actually.
Yeah.
I don't wake up at 6 or 7. I wake up maybe 8 o'clock. But
yeah.
I still be lying down. So I do my meditations and all before I actually come down. Then I have a wash. I come down for breakfast. The afternoon meditation is usually with a tape. You know, help says several things. You know, it says several things in a day.
Yes.
So
the daily talks
in
the
daily talks mm-hmm. is in the computer room. So I go over there around 1 o'clock. And I'm usually, it's only me.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it on and go through what it says. And then I hold my own thoughts. And lastly, before I sleep, I go to the meditations again. I like me, I like.
How wonderful.
And I do that. That is my routine every day.
Yeah.
That is what I do.
Do you think that having a routine of that is a balancing thing?
Well, it's organizes. Oh, I didn't mention that. Before, when I finish my meditation,
yeah.
I write down what I want to do that day.
Yes.
I write down what I have to do. That is where I will go or where I should go. and think whether I'm going to the bank or going to the shop and what I'm going to. So I actually put down.
So you organize your day.
I organize my day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I may not do it as is there. But before I leave, I go downstairs. I've known what I'm supposed to do for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I don't want to forget something. But mm-hmm. I've got the routine to write what I'm going to do.
It's like setting an intention, isn't it, for the day?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and I just follow it.
Yeah.
So if I have to go out, after my breakfast, I know where I'm going. If I don't have to go out, I just stay in. But I know after, before I go downstairs, what I'm supposed to do for that day.
Yeah.
After my meditation.
So you choose your day and set it.
Yes, set it down.
Yeah. That's a cool thing to do. Mm. I think that is very balancing. Mm-hmm. Because it's really smart.
Yes.
What you're doing.
I write down the things that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I may not do them as they are, but I write them down.
Yeah. So you got it clear and you it's out of your head.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not a burden.
So I have, if I want to listen, well, you say, oh, but can't you listen at any other time? I have a particular time that I listen to. Maybe I listen at other times. But in the afternoon, when I'm at home, I make sure I go and listen to one.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be a recent one.
Yeah.
I have them on the computer and I just listen to one.
Yeah.
Go through it. You know, it's about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But it will give you a thought for the day.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah. That is how I live my own divinity.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's quite lovely, actually, isn't it? Because it is really living it moment by moment. And that's the daily life. It's not big things. It's not huge adventures, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
It's this daily being so present and so aware of who I am, actually, that I live it completely in the moment. It's actually really beautiful. You know, because sometimes you think you have to do something really big or special. The real big and special thing is to be alive,
yeah.
And is to live that divinity right now and here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is about. And while you're doing it, having a lot of fun doing it, you're not really being happy with yourself. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it is?
And there's no time to complain about anything.
No, yes. It's only a waste of time.
Stress.
Yeah.
No, it's only lost time. It's not worth it, if you may say it like that. It's really true.
Yeah.
To concentrate, what is that inner
relationship with your inner self?
With yourself, what is your inner happiness? And concentrate on that.
And know that you are doing it for yourself.
Exactly.
Not for anybody.
No.
All the people who are complaining, oh, you do this, sometimes they say, oh, you are always organized. I say, yes. Within me, I'm organized.
Yeah.
I'm not being organized for you or for you.
Yeah.
It's just me.
For yourself?
Yeah, that I'm organized.
Yeah.
I want to come on time.
Yeah.
When I'm going somewhere. And I don't want to forget an occasion.
Yeah.
So I write it down, I do it. Say,
mm-hmm.
They say I'm meticulous. I say, well, it's a recommendation if you're meticulous, because it means you know what you can do,
mm-hmm.
and you do it. That, for me, it's so simple to be organized.
Mm-hmm.
But they say, oh, you organize, you want to be on time. But why do you want to be on time? Other people don't come on time. I say, I'm not other people. It's me.
Yeah, you follow your own.
I'm not looking
choice.
For the other person. It's me.
Yeah.
I want to be there on time. And if I'm there on time, I know that all the other people should be. But that is their own problem.
Yeah. And it makes you, it's your happiness, your contentment.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I go to, when I go home, you know, they put a ceremony at 10. And at 10, I'm there.
And
they're laughing at me.
And that's other person.
No.
You may be the only person.
Yeah.
Others will start coming.
And they say, but You know, when we put 10, we think it's 11.
It's
I say 11. No.
It's 10 for
11. For me, 10 is 10.
Yeah, yeah.
It can't be 11.
Yeah.
So I'll come and say, oh, but if you come by 11, other people, I say, no, I'm not worried about the other people. But you told me to come by 10, isn't it?
Then you're coming
at 10. I agreed to come by 10.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm here by 10.
Yeah.
So if the others don't come, they are following their own time. But me, I'm coming because it's me.
Yeah.
So, and they can't get it around their heads.
And when it is time for you to leave, you
yeah.
leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if the function is just midway.
Yeah.
Because you've programmed yourself.
Yeah.
You have other places to go.
That's
you have
it.
Other things to do. And you cannot because the meeting or whatever function started 2 hours late.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
if it hasn't started.
Yeah.
You say, you, well,
when
permission
you, when
to fall
yeah.
out.
For yeah. you to yeah. go, you come.
Permission to yeah. fall out. And nobody will stop you.
They won't.
You were
yeah.
there when the program
it's
said
yeah.
it's to be started. You were there.
They can't understand it. I went to a wedding, and the priest and the groom, and they were all late. And it wasn't in my village. You know that village? Up.
Yeah.
No Mochi. And I went there, drove up there and went there to the church. And there was nobody there. And I stayed there till they all came. By the time we finished the church, they wanted to go for a reception. I said, no. I cannot go to the... I've already given all the time for that wedding. And I have other things to do. Oh, but you haven't finished. I say, it's not a question of finishing.
Yeah.
I've given the time I've given. I came on time. The wedding is over. The reception is over. Go and eat and drink. I can do that in my house. But I have things to do.
Yeah.
And they can't get around their head. They don't see the connection.
That's but they don't need
you,
to see
you don't
it.
Yeah,
want
they
to
don't,
know.
Because
yeah.
if you own integrity.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I said I don't have to explain it, but I'm just telling you that
yeah, yeah.
I'm going. And they were there, and me and Imoshko, we left. Yeah.
So, I just had a thought. So, daily living my divinity has a lot to do with living your own integrity.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And integrity means to... I don't even want to say stand up because that's almost like a bit of a fight too, but integrity is living what you believe
yes.
completely. Eh?
Yes.
And living it gently and just doing it as
yes.
you do. You
yes.
just do it.
Yes.
That's what it is. That's integrity.
Being yourself.
Yeah, being yourself. Yeah.
All the time, moment by moment,
yeah.
being yourself.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody or... makes their own or I make my own choice what being myself is.
Yes.
Whatever that is. And once I make a choice, I can change the choice, okay?
Yes.
But once I make the choice and that's what it is now, then might as well live it.
Yes.
And then life is very happy and enjoyable.
Yes.
It's like with you, when you make a choice, you go to a wedding at 10
yeah.
o'clock and at 3 o'clock you actually do something else.
Yeah.
That's what you do. It doesn't matter if the groom and the bride come at 3
yeah.
o'clock. Then you have a chance to say, have a wonderful life, I love you, and then you leave
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It's actually leaving your integrity. And when
yeah.
you do that, you, as you said, you don't ever need to explain yourself.
No.
You just do
but
it.
But they know.
They know it.
They,
yeah?
People, after some time, they know. It's like we hold meetings here in Britain. Of our clan people and so on. And the meeting is held in different places. And we say we start by 1. When I go, I'm usually there before 1.
Yeah.
And the meeting will start around 3.
Almost
3?
Yeah. Even if we hold it in London, the people in London will come late.
Yeah.
And I come all the way from Luton. Or if we hold it in Coventry or Birmingham. The meeting is set 6 months before. So, and there's information 1 week before. So it's not a question of you didn't know.
Yeah.
But people come after 1 o'clock. And the meeting will start at 3. And, oh, but you always come on time. I say, but that's what is written there, isn't it?
Yeah.
We are supposed to come on time. And if all the people came from where they came on time, we hold the meeting and go. But sometimes you go, the people we are holding the meeting in their house are not ready.
Yeah, but it's more like a habit.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I have a hard time to call it integrity, but it's their habitual way of living. But do you want to change your own integrity for that, or you just know then I probably won't have a meeting?
No, I can't change.
No?
After years, I still go before one.
Yep.
And they say, but they never start. I will say, but that doesn't matter.
The program says
one.
So I live by the program.
I go by the program. And the secretary who writes the program comes late. And I say, but you wrote this time.
Yeah.
And you told us to come by this time. And you are not there yourself.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah,
no, it's actually a good example, isn't
that
it?
That is why when you take your decision to leave, nobody quarrels with you.
No, of course not.
Or nobody surcharges you for not coming or staying till the end of the meeting.
Yeah, because it's very clear.
Yeah.
And another aspect of living my divine self is actually self-discipline, so that I can always be in control, letting my divine self be in control, even when circumstances try to make it challenge or challenges.
Yeah.
For me to actually let the divine within me always...
How do you live self-discipline? That sounds beautiful, but how do you actually practice it? You see, that's like a 1, 2, 3 plan you give out, but bring an example. How do you practice that? What do you do when you're in a situation at work? How are you self-disciplined? What do you do to act then?
Actually, you let the divine within you, that's actually taking the control from your thoughts, actually focusing on that positive aspect of things.
So you, what you're saying is to think positive.
Positive to deal with that.
Yeah.
The situation, and making sure you are in control from the inner self.
Yeah.
Not just having doubts about that situation. Look at it from within me. How would my divine self act really? Because I'm the instrument.
Okay, that sounds more like practicing. You see, like, it's like when we write a thesis or something. The practice is so important. That's what that means. Daily living my divinity. You see, you can see, you let your divine self, but how? How? What do you do in a situation where you actually, you know, where you're surrounded by a lot of people and a lot of things going on, because everybody lives their divinity in their movie. And so you're standing here in the middle with your own movie. And then to describe, how do you take charge in that moment? Do you actually tell yourself, I let my divine take over? Do you tell yourself that?
Yeah, just let go. Because there's some situation you can't do anything anymore. It's let divine, let it flow.
Yeah.
Just affirmation.
Oh, there we go. So then you use affirmation. That's what I wanted to hear. Because the other one is a theory, you see? That's a theory.
Yes.
That's like when you look at a driving book and it says, that you got to do. But when you're on the road, you have to be able to act.
Yes.
Like when you were on the highway, you had to be able to, in that moment, act in a way that it's smooth and harmonious. You can have the whole book and says, that's what you do, but how do you practice it, you know? That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
So you say, do you say affirmations to yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's where all in divine order works so much.
Oh, that's then comes all is in divine order. Okay. Ah, that's cool.
That self-discipline is knowing what to do and doing it and telling yourself every moment that this is so.
Yeah.
This is so. It is done. Seeing it is done, moment by moment, and then flowing with it.
So you mean with it is done, the divine order?
Divine order.
Okay, the all is
because,
in divine order.
Because what you are living, or what you are trying, or what you are aiming at is to be your reality.
Yeah.
To express your reality moment by moment.
Yeah.
And to do it is to see it done.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. You discipline yourself to be conscientious with the reality happening all around you.
Yeah.
Every moment of the day. Everybody around you is self-disciplined because you are. They are
yep.
your mirror, they are
yep.
your reflections. You don't see anything other than divine activity happening all
yep.
the time.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear, you
yes.
see. That's acting it. Life is about living and acting it.
Yes.
That with this daily living my divinity, I think when we look at our days, that actually shows how we live it. Because we live it on the moment-to-moment daily base.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's not... I don't even know how else to explain it. That's why I wanted to hear what you actually do.
Yes.
I didn't want to hear the manual. I wanted to hear,
no.
what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean.
That is like Sibu was saying.
Yeah.
Somebody complains of health problem. Oh, I'm having a headache. It's not there. Maybe on the phone. I'm having this. And you say, you are whole and perfect.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't understand what they are talking about.
Yeah. So,
you know, it's strange to them. I say you are whole and perfect.
So you, okay.
And the person is complaining
yeah.
of something, and you are telling the person you are whole and perfect.
Yeah. So do you, when you do that, when a person tells you, for example, I've got a headache.
Yes.
Okay, I stand in front. Oh, okay, I've got a headache. Do you actually speak it out to the person, say you're whole and perfect?
If it's on the phone. It's like they ring me from home in
yeah.
Nigeria and
yeah.
they say, oh, this is it. I say, you are whole and perfect.
Yeah.
You are whole. They don't understand it.
Don't need to.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just continue saying that. Oh, I said, you are totally whole and perfect.
Yeah.
You are whole and perfect. And I continue saying that.
Yeah.
When I finish saying it the way I'm saying it, I say you are whole and perfect. And that is how I see you. And they are, but what am I to do? You know, I say you don't do anything. You're already whole and perfect. That's it. So sometimes they don't know that. But after some time, they start thinking about it. You said I'm whole and perfect. What do you mean by that? I say, you were created whole and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All the other things that happened came afterwards. So you are still whole and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see yourself as whole. So it's not a question of me.
Yeah.
Talking of me, I'm whole and perfect. I now say it to the person who is complaining.
Yeah.
After some time, it starts making an impression on them.
Yeah. So actually what you're doing, you're making a impression on yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're confirming your world is whole and perfect.
I say you are whole
isn't
and perfect.
It what it is?
I say
you whole and perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then I see you whole and perfect.
Yes.
You are whole and perfect.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah, I
whole
see you
perfect.
Whole and perfect.
Yeah.
And at the same time, if the person decides to take the sick role, he can take over whatever
yeah.
he wants to take.
Yeah, but
as far as you're concerned,
yeah.
it's whole and perfect.
I see you whole and
you
perfect.
To return to
yeah.
the original purity
yeah.
and integrity, which
yeah.
is wholeness and perfection.
Yeah,
which
is the nature, the nature of everything. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Quite amazing. I just wanted to say something. It has slipped away.
It will come back.
It took off. So, daily living my divinity.
It's living my original purity and integrity.
Yeah. Is there anything we would like to say about that? What do you think?
Daily living my divinity.
Is there anything to add, okay, to that theme?
Well, the thing is that when you say, I am God,
mm-hmm.
and you tell people, oh, you are God, they are frightened by the statement. You want to show the divinity in them. It's easier to... Sometimes I convert it by saying there is Christ in you.
Yeah, I understand that.
That there is Christ in you, just as there is Christ in me.
Why do you have to tell people that they are God? Is it then that
it's
somebody...
It's not necessary to tell anybody.
Is it then so, just that clear. They ask you...
No.
What? Now, just as an example, is it that somebody asks you that... Do they step
no,
up
they
to
don't
you
ask
and say...
The question.
Yeah, but
I'm
you
to
tell
explain
them.
To them. You know, somebody is ringing me and making complaints and that and that and that.
Yeah.
And I believe there is divinity in them.
Yeah.
And as I said, maybe they haven't realized it.
Yeah.
What is within them.
Yeah.
Themselves. So I try to bring it out of them. You know, to convince them that there is a divinity in them, just like every other person.
You're actually a minister.
Well,
he's really acting as a minister, because the minister's role is, that's the role of, you know, to first of all, of course, to see.
Yeah.
You see only God. But the minister is the one that talks, and talks to people about their divinity. You're very much acting as a minister.
Yeah, but it's like, as I said, I'm a,
everybody is.
Yeah, I'm a Presbyterian. I still go to Presbyterian church.
Yeah.
But I use my principles on my Presbyterian people.
Yeah.
Because when, you know, like the affirmations we make, for them, they don't see. They don't see the power in the affirmations. Because they don't know that what they say is very powerful.
But who says they don't know? It's actually you saying
no.
That?
Well, yes.
No, the difference is that
they don't know the effect.
They supplicate.
Hmm?
They supplicate. You know, what I mean is they ask
God
something out to do something for them rather than claiming
But, okay.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But what we're actually doing right now,
yes.
We are totally
ourselves.
Out there
yeah.
at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when we think about just getting back to daily living, my divinity
yes.
is about being a living example.
Yeah.
And it's true that talking belongs to the living example, completely and totally. That's why we got the mouth. That's
yeah.
why we got words
yeah.
to express. And I understand that completely. And I understand where you come from.
Yeah.
Because in you, I see somebody... I just saw you in a church. Totally.
Yeah.
Because that's...
Even praying.
Yeah.
If I'm praying in the church.
Yeah, because that's
the way
your
I pray
name.
Is different.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, God, do this. Do you know?
Yeah.
The begging prayer. I'm saying, thank you, I have this.
Yeah.
Thank you, I have that.
I am.
I am healthy. I am strong. I am.
Yeah.
That is, I'm not saying, give me strength.
Yeah, you're talking actually to your God inside
yeah,
of you,
yeah.
who you are.
I'm saying what
yourself.
I am. I
yeah.
am strong.
Yeah.
I am healthy.
That's, yeah.
I am prosperous.
Counting your blessings.
Yeah. I'm not saying, God, give me wealth.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me strength. Give me. And it's a different way of praying to them. You know, it's. You bend your knees and you say, oh God, please do this. And somebody is saying, thank God, I am healthy.
Why don't you, because it seems to be that the church is extremely important in this chair, why don't you open up your own church?
No,
where you actually share that God is within here and talk like that. Then you don't have to go through this. They believe different because the people that come to your church, they want to hear what you got to share.
Are you going to organize it? Are you going to support when he opens
it? I'm already doing what I need to do.
Yeah, yeah. You do it in your way, and that's
no, 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 not only another. I'm saying that
yeah.
where I am.
Okay. Okay.
People will know. They know the difference when I'm talking.
Yeah.
because of the language
I'm
using, I'm this. Some will ask, oh, but why do you say it this way?
Yeah.
This is how we are used to saying it.
Yeah.
Then you go, that's the, they won't ask you in public.
Yeah,
you
know, that's the opening question, isn't it? And then you can share.
Then I share, but by the way I talk.
Yeah.
When they say, because sometimes they say, say a prayer.
Yeah.
You know, impromptu. And I stand up and I'm saying, I am this, I am that, I am that. I am saying, I'm not begging.
I am
healthy.
Yeah.
I am strong.
Yeah.
I am wealthy. Thank you, God, for giving me all this.
Yeah.
And it's not, please, God, give us health. Give us wealth. Give us, you know,
yeah,
the old type of prayer.
When do you, when you say, thank you, God, for giving me all that,
yeah,
what God are you saying?
That is the divine in me.
Ah, voila.
Yeah. No, no, no. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm praying in public.
I know what you mean.
I'm standing up.
I know what you mean.
And I'm talking for them, you know. And I'm saying what I am.
Yeah.
To make it, you know, specific. That, I mean, it's not that, oh, I'm 100% or 20% or 30%. Mm-hmm. I say I'm this, mm-hmm, I am that, mm-hmm, I am that. Mm-hmm. And it's different from, oh, they will beg God to do this to Google. Mm-hmm. And especially when they are talking of poor, I don't pray for the poor.
Now, sometimes how to cover this is when you are asked to lead a prayer.
Yeah, yeah,
you will say, okay, you now say this after me.
Yes.
I am whole and perfect, and they will echo. I am whole and
I'm perfect.
Beautiful.
Yes.
I am abundantly wealthy.
Okay.
Simple. Yes. That's what I do on the phone. I say, I've said I am whole and perfect. I wanted to say it.
Yeah.
I am whole and perfect. And they say, I am whole and perfect.
Wonderful.
And you just, they may not impress on them, but
no, if you look at it that way, then it will not.
No, no, yeah.
You take it that it is going
where you want it to go. Yeah. That's,
and also what I think, because it goes always back to here, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
So I live my daily blessings. Like what I just heard, what you do in the church, you do that because that's totally you.
That's me.
You're sharing who you are and what you believe.
Yes.
You do not share it because you think they need it.
No.
The moment they need it, you think they need it, it's like they're you think they're not quite at the same.
No, when they call me and say,
you just share what you believe, that's say, why they call you.
Can you pray?
Right?
Yeah.
This day, they usually prayer of intercession, prayer for the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, this is a wonderful world. Beautiful. With wonderful minerals.
Beautiful.
With wonderful people. Mm. And for them, it's very nice. You know, they hear it. Mm. But it's not usual for what they hear.
They
want to hear, oh, stop this war here. Feed the poor.
I don't think they want to hear that. Because if they wanted to hear that, they would not ask you to stand up. Because they know who you are.
Because when I'm saying what's positive, I say,
yeah,
it's a wonderful world. The God made the world wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And there are wonderful people. And there is food for everybody.
Yeah.
There's enough for everybody to eat. And sometimes they say, but how do you say there's food for everybody? And there are people hungry after. Mm-hmm. I say, but there is enough food for everybody. The world was created to be sufficient. So that some have more than others is a mistake. Because there is enough. Everybody can take from the divide. The supply is enough.
Yeah, the supply is always there.
It's always
just
there.
Just speaking, you work and claiming it.
Yeah, the supply is always there.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
People, they give aid. Continue getting aid. When all you need is to make them plant their crops. I mean, that aid, they went to Ethiopia. If that money was used to make irrigation for them to have water to plant, we won't be giving it 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you see, that's the same thing. It's always the people, if we are talking now about the stories out here, the people have to make their own decision.
On how to be able to help.
Yeah, not help. How to be able to live it. And if, I don't even know if I want to go into this, but it's always on the people themselves. You see, you, like with what you just said, with all these aids, we're actually not helping.
No.
That's because we
think... They're more dependent.
Yeah, because we think when we give something, they're lacking.
Yeah.
So I put the cause in motion that they haven't got.
Yeah. They are poor, so you want to make them rich.
But if I would, for example, go over because I love farming.
Yes.
And I would stay there for a year or two and farm.
Yeah.
But I'm there to farm, not because I think they're lacking. Totally different attitude. So it's really up to me on my attitude.
It's happening already.
Yeah, yeah.
It's happening. It's happening. There are people now going to Kenya.
And they're farming.
And they are helping them to plant their crops and see. They are not giving them aids. People go from Britain here. And they go there and they stay there for months. And they see how they plant their vegetable. Yeah. They plant their corn.
But you know why that's happening? Because right before you talked about it, right now we had in our thoughts, that's cool.
Yeah.
Farming. Somebody who loves farming goes farming. That's all it is. And already it's there.
Yes.
It's all people must have thought about it.
It was on television and they are helping them to plant crops. And they are saying, we can feed ourselves. We don't need aid. Because they've been taught how to plant the crops. And some say, we can even send our children to school from what we sell, from what we plant. All they needed was how to teach them how to plant their crops properly, you know, and the irrigation, because they don't have rains all the time. So the thoughts are there, and we put the thoughts out. But the people, as we said, it's not whether they understand it or not. It's just to put it out.
Yeah, it's just to put the cause in motion.
To put it out.
And that's your daily living, your what you believe in daily. You put the cause in motion, what you want to experience. And I can do that for, because I thought that was such a beautiful idea about the farming, what you just talked about.
Yeah.
And the next phrase you bring, they're already doing it.
They're already doing it. So easy.
It only needs a thought.
It's a little,
one thought and it's done.
It's done.
Yeah, it's done. And that's the perfect example.
Yes.
And that's how you live it daily. To keep these thoughts concentrated on what we enjoy experiencing.
Like, if you come to Owerri now, you won't know that it is Owerri. If you come there now, you won't know that, you will think that you are living here.
Look at that.
Yes.
So green and...
Because we have been told that Owerri is San Diego. And we have that in our thoughts, in our mind.
Abundance
that
and Owerri
is San Diego. And when you come there, you won't know that this is Owerri. There are roads here and there.
Yes.
They take you wherever you are going. The old, dilapidated buildings down.
Yes.
And wonderful buildings up in their
place.
Rose expanded, dual carriage here and there, you know?
Yes.
Inter-street roads created for easy flow of vehicles.
Beautiful.
Not where we usually get locked up on that main road.
There's nothing like
from the
that
airport.
Again. Nothing like that again. You can get to the airport in 30 minutes from Owerri.
Look at that.
Yes.
It's so what made the difference?
It's the thought. The difference is that
because
it's when we look at Sibyl, for example, that Sibyl is in Owerri, and her thought is on abundance.
Yeah.
And that I like streets that get me where I want to go. So here they are. You see?
And the governor thought the same.
Beautiful. We brought the governor there that this is, because he was thinking what we were thinking, and he says, okay, whoever is thinking the way we are thinking is our governor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he came up, despite all the
how they try to block him,
all the interest to go, he is there.
Isn't that wonderful?
And then even Harp, when I told Harp to tweet, he said, on the 6th of so, you are the governor of Imo State. And on that day, he was pronounced governor of Imo State.
But because he also believed it.
Yeah.
He put the cause in motion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we sent him the message to say, this is
what it is.
This is what it is. On the so day, you are pronounced the governor of Imo State. He believed it, and he's a positive man.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the governor that day.
But he was. The election was done that it was decided that date.
Ah.
It was decided.
It's not the one that had to be done again.
That day it was done again.
Ah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was given a mandate, and everybody gave him the mandate.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
great.
Isn't it done?
Yeah, it's done.
It's done.
And it's really, and to be so clear in the mind and say it is.
Why don't you bring him to Abia State?
Hey? Well, you go for it.
It's done.
It's done.
Could
Bravo. Bravo. I like that.
You could do it from here because oneness is all. One
that's
mind.
Why I say it's done.
Good example.
It's like, it's like when Harvey is giving a talk, that healing word. You get you get somebody on the line,
a practitioner
will say, it is done according to your belief, and it's done, and because you've seen it done already, and equally, that's what it, because you're coming from your divine self, your God self, so it's done.
It's like, for example, if just going with her example, if on the campus, everybody's a practitioner. So people call in, and when they call, we ask them particular, what do you want us to put the course in motion for? And sometimes habitual, it's easier for people to start first talking about what they don't want.
Yes.
So you go, so do you really want me to know what you don't want? Because I would like to give power to what you enjoy experience. So make a choice. And so I don't say, for me it's like, don't say, no, stop. Because that goes, what's wrong? But I say, what do you want to enjoy? I stop it by asking that question. They go, and I said, tell me your solution. And I stand 100% beside that and speak my word for it too. And then it's like a switch in attitude.
Yeah.
And then comes, what do I want? Because you actually have to know.
Yes.
You have to know that and make a choice. I like peace.
Yeah.
I am a happy person. And sometimes it's more specific, like, I like a new apartment. I said, okay, let's visualize a new apartment.
Yeah.
And then people are, with their happy thought, they actually already put furniture into their apartment.
Places,
so they have it, it's done. And the apartment is here in a flesh. Because it's not so much the wanting to have it anymore, or I have to have it, or I have to do something. So it's already, the mind is already entertaining living in that apartment. You see what I mean? So the mind is concentrating on that, and amazing things happen because it has to come. It's already created.
Yes.
And that's so important to concentrate on. That, I think, what's really important by daily living my divinity, to really concentrate on this point. What is it that you want to experience?
Yes.
And you can, sometimes it is specific, sometimes you really have to look at Christy. Sorry if I bring your car up. Out there, or maybe I shouldn't say it, but close by there stands the most beautiful car.
Yes.
It's Christy's car. That's a specific choice. Christy chose the best. And she enjoys it completely.
Yes.
She's got the ideal car.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it's specific. And then you can't speak your word for a specific. Like if I go and want to buy myself a pair of pants, I speak my word, oh, I have the ideal pants, and then I let it go.
Yeah.
I don't speak my word for I have the ideal sweater.
Ideal.
Because I'm not looking for a sweater.
No.
I find it really amazing, and I just realized we are actually automatically flowing into recording my choices.
Yes.
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 Flowing. Isn't it?
Flowing.
Yeah, yeah. We are already on lecture 5 and we just keep talking.
Yeah.
Which is recording my choices.
Yes.
What are my choices? And we make I make a very concrete choice. That's for my daily living, what we just talked about. That's for my life. That's for sometimes simple things like getting a new car. That is as much as a divine choice and part of that whole expressing our divinity as anything else, as eating dinner. I make a choice by what I eat. I'm sometimes maybe not totally aware of it, but I make a choice by this food is healthy for my body and filled with love.
Yes.
You see, and then I automatically eat what is in balance with me.
Yes.
And I just leave the rest. Maybe I don't eat the whole chocolate cake. Maybe I have a carrot in between.
Yeah.
But I listen to that and I automatically do it. Then I don't have to fight it. I don't have to fight for my right anymore. Because I just made a choice. I made a choice for, when I say this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, it's all positive affirmations, and that's a choice already. It's an attitude. The choice is to have this positive, happy attitude, because ultimately I think everybody wants just to be happy.
Yes.
Hey?
That's what they want, or that's what we all want.
Yeah.
And most times, people see you look happy.
Yeah.
And they wonder why you're happy. They want to know a reason. You don't have to have a reason to be happy.
Beautiful happiness is to have no reason.
Your happiness. So
yes.
Yeah. Just
say, why? What is making
you
so
happy? Because I am happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there any other way to be than to be happy?
Yeah. And that's a specific
and
choice.
I have fun. This is so wonderful.
Oh, I love it.
I live my life from my inner self. I like me. I like me. I like myself and I have lots of fun. I like me.
And you know what, Tibila, I think saying I like me is a very definite choice for
yes.
living
my
divinity.
Moment
yep. Yep.
Life.
Yep. And he said, yeah, that's true, hey.
And it's myself, it's my choice of living in this body, living my divine self.
Yep. And that's why it's, I think, so vital. Because I choose the body I live in. That's my choice. Hey, that's my toes, my foot, without being too possessed, of course. But that's true, hey. And that's such simple daily things, hey. I mean, how often do we tell our feet,
yes,
thank you
for carrying me?
Yes.
All along.
For carrying me,
yeah,
all day long.
Yes.
Supporting the body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supporting the,
yeah,
whole.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah, the some of the old ladies in my church. They say, oh, this knee, you know, it's bothering me. And I say, how many years has this knee been carrying you?
Yeah, holding perfectly.
All these years, this knee has been carrying. Have you ever remembered to thank the knee?
Yeah.
Okay. He said, how do I thank my knee? I said, just saying thank you, my knee, for carrying me.
Yeah.
I said, if I carry your book or your Bible, you say thank you, isn't it? She says,
it's
yes.
True.
I said, but this one is carrying you. You are complaining now. Have you appreciated all the other times we carry?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and it's so strange.
Yeah.
Why should I thank my nurse? But your hands do something, your head does something, and so on. Why don't you thank them for doing it?
That's exactly right.
And it sounds so strange. I say, this knee has been carrying for 80 years. And it's complaining now.
Yeah, because you never thanked it.
Yes. I say, you have to appreciate this knee.
Yeah.
For all it has done.
Yeah.
All these years. And if you go on appreciating it, it will do more. You know? And it sounds so strange. Why should I thank my knee for carrying me?
And to add to it, mental massage, you call it massage, the knee and your foot, it helps you as well. Because to thank them, you call it treat your knee as well.
Yes.
See, tell them how you love them, and you see they respond.
Yeah.
Even the stem cells,
your
body responds.
The whole body responds because you actually respect. And by telling them how you love them, you tell them that they're whole and perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
It's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a beautiful example. Okay,
yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
And equally, that's come back to where you equally record those choices. I like me. I'm divine. Or that. You keep recording them at the end of the day. By the time you finish recording them, you see that
you've repeated it
out of
10 million times.
Yes.
That's true. It's like a plate in your head
that
constantly refers to them.
You know, when I self care, I'm counting the hairs in my head. I have to say, I like me until I get when will I start? It's continuous.
It's
continuous. Continuous.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's beautiful. And it's really, and I think that's a nice part actually to go through the body, through the whole body. And I just reminded me, because I just realized that I had forgotten it yesterday. Because it's true. Like, you can do that when you go to bed at night. Just tell the body, thank you, Temple of the Living, for letting me live in you.
Yes.
You are perfect. You're whole and perfect. Well, I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
And imagine how that body goes to sleep.
Yes.
So happy.
Even when you want to go and have your bath, you bless your whole body, massage it all through your head and all those bits, it helps you as well. It reminds your body that
you are grateful.
It's mostly, if you're having a shower, I don't know, you will have to cover your hair. But when I have a shower in the morning,
the running
water, I'm in heaven.
Exactly.
Because you see the water flowing from my head to my toes. And I go down my whole body, appreciating every part of it.
Oh, nice.
To my toes. And when I come out of the shower, I feel like shouting.
Flying up. Flying up.
I said, I feel wonderful.
Yeah.
And I come the next day, and my body is still as it is, and so on. Why can't I be more and more grateful, thanking the body?
Yeah.
And I see it every morning that I wash.
Yeah.
So, the shower itself, even if I forget, the fact that the water starts from here is draining down.
It's reminding
you that all is in divine.
It's not just my eyes, not my ear, it's not my nose. It's the whole body.
The whole thing is
and it's
one.
And that is what is going to carry me throughout the day.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, you enter the car, but you have to walk to that car. You have to come out
of
that.
But it still sits in the car. The body is still your house. It's your temple.
It's carrying you even driving the car.
Yeah. That's true. Mm. Oh, that's gorgeous. Mm. How about if we just have a break here, a quick break? And then I think we go and get our blessing books. Let's do that. I pressed the button here. That was very exciting. I thank you very, very much.